New Jersey is now one of the states hardest hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Second only to concerns for public health is what the pandemic will do to the Garden State's economy. New Jersey is in a better financial position these days, thanks to larger savings and better revenue collections. But as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, what New Jersey has socked away may not be enough.
Back in 2008, when the financial crisis hit, New Jersey had $735 million in its rainy day fund, a sort of lockbox account for financial emergencies. The administration of Democratic Governor John Corzine emptied it out the following year, and for more than a decade after that, the state's rainy day fund had a balance of zero.
That was not good policy. We should have been putting money in the rainy day fund for a rainy day.
Richard Keevey was a New Jersey budget director and comptroller for Governors Tom Kaine and Jim Florio and helped create the state's rainy day fund. He says he and others have tried for years to encourage state leaders to save money for emergencies instead of spending it all on the issues of the day.
You got to keep building up that rainy day fund because at some point it's going to be even worse than what you're now encountering.
But for some lawmakers, it isn't that simple. Steve Sweeney, who's been president of the Democratic-controlled state Senate since 2010, says it's been hard to save, partly because of how much the state is required to put into the public pension system every year. This year alone, the state is planning to put $4.6 billion into the pension system.
Until we fix the pension problem and then we address some of these other cost drivers, we're never going to be able to have enough money. There's just never going to be enough to be had.
That goes for both the rainy day fund account and the overall budget surplus, which is the money the state has left over after it's done spending. That started to change under Democratic Governor Phil Murphy.
Thank you all.
During his annual budget address in February, Murphy reiterated his efforts to increase the surplus and dump more money into the rainy day fund.
A stronger surplus and another payment into the rainy day fund are important signs to New Jerseyans that we, like them, understand that we can't rush out and spend everything we have without regard to future risks.
Murphy said the state would have $1.6 billion in reserves by the end of the fiscal year.
It's not enough to have the resources to meet the challenges of today. We must ensure we can meet the unseen challenges yet to come.
8 days after that speech, New Jersey announced its first case of coronavirus. The COVID-19 outbreak has since sickened tens of thousands of people in New Jersey, put a strain on hospitals, and caused hundreds of thousands of residents to lose jobs and apply for unemployment benefits. Murphy quickly hit pause on nearly $1 billion in spending to prepare for a drop-off in tax revenues, but financial experts still question how the state will be able to afford fighting the outbreak itself as well as paying for the recovery. David Rousseau, who was state treasurer in the Corzine administration, says Murphy's efforts to save were smart, but it was too little too late after years without significant savings.
In a state like New Jersey, there were so many unmet needs. You know, property taxes being so high, so people wanted to make sure more money was going to schools, more money was going to towns, more money was going to rebates. We wanted to make sure we had good health care programs. We had very generous benefits for our employees.
A recent Pew analysis found that New Jersey had enough money in the surplus last year to keep operating for 16 days. The national average was around 50 days. But Rousseau says even though New Jersey may be in a more precarious financial position than others, all states will need the Trump administration's help to recover from the coronavirus pandemic.
No state in this country can withstand the revenue losses they had in 2008 and 2009 and the revenue losses they will likely have out of this without significant money from the federal government.
The question now isn't whether the federal government will have to provide financial aid to help states recover from the coronavirus pandemic. It's how much. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.